Lesson 11. Keep going. Today's Bible lesson will help us explore the stories of early believers who suffered for the sake of their faith. While in today's contemporary scenario, Willie prays for the courage of Christians around the world who endure suffering brought about by their faithful witness. Willie returned from a missionary trip just before the pandemic broke out last year. Willie saw firsthand how Christians were not allowed to freely express their faith. Willie knew persecution took place, but had no idea persecution was at the level that it was. The group traveled to the South Sudan, and the missionary group was informed upon arrival that South Sudan was one of the top 10 countries where the most Christians are killed, according to research about Christian persecution. Willie was a part of the group that reported on their trip to the mission societies of the churches in their convention via video conferencing last year. Willie informed participants his missionary group encouraged the Sudanese to persevere by holding fast to the promises of God that kept us going. Willie encouraged participants in the video meeting to pray for Christian brothers and sisters who are being persecuted and understand what they are going through. Willie talked about the reality of persecution even in our own country. Since the pandemic, some Americans of a certain ethnic group have been targeted, violently attacked, and killed because some blame this group for the global virus. Willie and other missionaries asked the participants to intercede in prayer for the safety of everyone and the end of suffering. Willie and the missionary members also encouraged participants to meet regularly together as believers, as there's something about coming together and encouraging one another. When regular meetings are deserted, it violates the command of the Scriptures. Discussion questions. 1. Do you find it hard at times to persevere during persecution? Explain. 2. Discuss ways fellow believers can encourage each other. 3. Discuss ways you can share in the suffering of Christians around the world and those who are attacked because of their racial, cultural, or religious identification in America.